Hello? Hi, Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda, can you hear me?
Hello, Casey. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that, people. I just realized that Mike had been on mute. I'm so sorry.
Oh. it's Mercury in retrograde for the very last day.
Definitely Mercury retrograde. I've been sitting here talking and doing all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Casey, and they didn't even hear the introduction since I just realized this. So we're going to go over on the show by 15 minutes since I messed up.
Sure.
Thank you, callers, for calling in. Sorry about the mess up. That's what happens with live radio and when
Absolutely.
Mercury retrograde is in session. So, Casey, I'll just read your introduction and then we're going to go live, okay? So it says,
Wonderful.
Casey Campbell is Theta healing practitioner and creator of the inspirational book, I See Hearts Everywhere. Like so many of us, spent years curious about her purpose here on life. And so she asked her heart about it, and she received the following words as a reply. I am committed to help reawaken the hearts of humanity and to ignite the remembrance of the love that we are and the magic of life. Since that day, she has taken this message to heart and into the world. By helping her clients shift limiting conscious beliefs with her Theta healing and by the sharing the heart she sees everywhere. So, Casey, let's talk about your Theta healing and what a soft modality this is for people who are healing.
Sure, absolutely. And first of all, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today with you. We haven't talked for a while, and I know you've been on quite a healing journey yourself, and so it's just really wonderful to be here today with you, Rhonda, and with all your listeners.
Awesome. Well, and like I said again, sorry, everyone, that I just moved back to my mountain home. Maybe it's a high altitude. I don't know. But I'm just so excited that you're on the show. And I forget that my mic has a mute button, and sometimes I push it, and I shouldn't do that.
But you can hear me okay? Because I thought maybe it was
perfect,
my
crystal
end.
Crystal clear.
So. Okay.
No, it
Excellent.
Was my end.
Sure. Well, these things happen,
so
and we did want to talk about Mercury in retrograde anyway. So that just brings it right to the forefront. But, I can tell you about Theta healing first, and then we can move into that if you like. Yeah.
That would be wonderful, Casey.
Okay, so Theta healing, for anybody who hasn't heard of it yet, is a mind-body meditation technique that we can use to shift limiting subconscious beliefs at the cellular level. So what that means is if we happen to see, and we all tend to have some that are fairly obvious to us, where we have a pattern that keeps recurring in our lives, but we're not quite sure how to shift it. Maybe we make changes with our job or our love life, but the same pattern keeps showing up with other people or other places. It's because there's a limiting subconscious belief. And because it's subconscious, we don't know about it. So that probably got set in place when we were young, and what I personally believe is that we all start out at the moment of conception knowing our true divine nature. We know the highest truth about who we are and how we are. But as we go into the world, we have these experiences, and sometimes they feel like a setback, and it can be stronger than that. You know, it can be real hardships that we go through. And the meaning we make about that for ourselves can really stick with us. It can get imprinted on the subconscious, and the subconscious can be likened to like a tape recorder. So the experience happens. We make the meaning about it, or we're told, you know, say the belief is I'm unworthy, or I'm nothing, or I'm bad, or I'm wrong. Well, once that belief goes into our subconscious, it gets imprinted on that, then we start moving through our life, and that tape keeps going around and around. So we find that we move into situations where life seems to prove to us that we're bad or we're wrong or whatever the belief is. And it can be really frustrating, and it makes us kind of get upset at the tape. But actually, we don't have to get upset at the tape or the subconscious. We can just change the tape. And that's what we do with Theta Healing. It's really beautiful because it is a very gentle process where we're doing that through a guided meditation. So it's a beautiful energetic experience, but it's also very powerful and very transformative because we're switching those limiting subconscious beliefs and putting one in that's going to be really supportive. And what's great about it is that it's all to do with your own free will. So it's not like I'm choosing a belief for you. I'm tuning in for my guidance from the divine for you. And then I let you know what comes through. And if you like that, you just say yes. And then I witness as that change takes place. And then integrate all the changes. And then you start seeing those changes in your daily life. So it's a really beautiful process.
Yeah, and it's very soft. In the line of work I do, it would be like a flower essence versus an essential oil, where it's just nice and smooth and opens the process up, you know, and it is very healing because, I mean, I started my healing process with you doing this state of healing type stuff when I was going through such a hard time with my heart and with my spine. And, you know, it's amazing how it all comes together and is just exactly what you need at the time, and you don't even sometimes realize it, because I mean, for me, I was like, is anything even working, you know, but it took time for it to work. And I think we, due to being an instantaneous society where we think we should be able to just instantly tap into it and it should be done, I think with healing it's more of a subtle thing where it takes over time because it's taking you however many years in that space to get to where you're ready to surrender or have it healed. And then it's going to take,
really,
you know,
point.
A while to do that, you know, because the behaviors take a while to undo, you know, that go
it's
with
true. It's true. Instant healings are possible. And as you say, we don't always know how all the pieces will fit together. It's important to trust that the changes are taking place and they do all fit together. And it can be new choices that we'll make. Or as you said, you know, you've had operations, you've had all kinds of things happen since then, and it's all coming together for you now, like you were describing to me earlier, which I'm so thrilled about. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's like, I mean, I've worked with a lot of different healers, so it's in like a whole new, I don't know, I can't even, it's just like being reincarnated and you don't really die, you're just, everything in your body changes, so you know that it's working, you know, and going off 25 meds for a sign, you know, it was like, oh, well, yeah, that's awesome, how did I get to this place, you know, but it's been awesome because it's been, and it's like a jewel, you know, there's different facets and you don't see the whole. You only see the facet you're in at the time, not the whole jewel or the whole big picture.
Right. That's a great point. And it can take a lot of the pressure off because I know, like you say, we do live in a society where we expect things to happen instantly. We have that with our phones and our modern technology, and we kind of expect that with our health and our healing. And I can relate to that. And yet, if we release that pressure off of ourselves and we just allow it to unfold, it can happen a lot faster as well.
Yes.
And we enjoy the process more.
Because it's like using, you know, and your theta healing is so beautiful because it is from the divine and it is a clear pathway, and not everyone has the same gifts and tools, but we get to share them in this day and age on an instant process called internet radio, you know, to which I think is amazing, that we can do all this and be in all different parts of the world and still get the same message out.
Yes, and I love that your show is called the, well, Searcher's Roadmap and Seeker's Roadmap, because the meditation that we use to connect with the divine in Theta Healing is called the Roadmap to All That Is. And so there's a cool connection there, too. And, yeah, it is such a soft process, because it is a beautiful meditation. And it, like you say, it does feel so connected to the divine, because we're going into that theta brainwave state. And that is the place where we can actually connect in with Source and make those changes. That's where, you know, magic and miracles are possible. So yeah, it is a beautiful feeling, and it's amazing, like you say, to be able to have this internet radio. And I know so many of our friends around the world and new friends are listening today, and it really is. It's just such a blessing to be connected in this way.
And to be connected in spirit as well as what we do in our lives for our, each of our journeys is all, like I've said before, I have this jewel concept even about how indigenous and different spiritualities fit together, but how we are, as healers, are in that jewel or in that microcosm, macrocosm, and we all are connected even though we're not in the same room with each other spiritually, vibrationally, we're all connected.
Yes, and I love how we all tend to pick up where we left off as well. We can have a break in between, and then just, it's like there was no time in between, really, or space. So, yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's another thing about being connected by the heart as well, is that, you know, like-hearted people, we are meeting up with each other around the world now, and people are opening their hearts, awakening, reawakening their hearts, and I think that's a bit about what I would like to do today when we end up doing I'd love to do a group meditation. And there was some, when I tuned in beforehand about the guidance of what would be for the highest and best of everyone, there was some work that we could do around the healing of the heart, but also about celebration, because as you and I were talking about before the show, it has been an intense year for people, especially this last little while, this period of Mercurian retrograde, which ends today. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's just that the planet Mercury, which rules communication, so that's why we were joking about this at the beginning of the show, when it happens about three different times in the year, that it appears as if it's going backwards. So when that happens, it's an opportunity for all of us to look back at where we've been, and it's easy to remember because it's all about all the words that start with re. So we refresh, we review, we reboot, we reflect, and we reformulate. Any reword that you can think of, that's what we tend to do during that time. So it's a time of going inward, and it has been an intense one, hasn't it, this time?
Yes.
Yeah. So today's the last day of that, and I was thinking it'd be good to do some theta healing around celebration, because I know you've been through so much with your healing journey, and I know so many others who have as well, and lots of us who still feel like we're right in the thick of it. And I think it's important for us to know that we can celebrate throughout the whole way, celebrate the little things, quote unquote, and that can make our journey so much easier and more enjoyable as well, rather than trying to reach a certain, you know, signpost or goalpost. I think it can really help if we can celebrate all along the way. Do you agree?
Exactly. Yes, I agree, because the shaman that I've been working with lately, it's all about laughing at the situation, because it's only a situation and it's only in this moment, and in, you know, days or weeks later it will totally be gone, you know. And so we do a laughing group twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, and we laugh at what's going on in our lives and do it for 10 minutes, and it's such a great stress reliever. I mean, and it's like celebrating, it's like having a good energy flow, you know, throughout the day, throughout the night when you sleep, you know, I mean, it's just amazing how it all comes together.
Wow, that
sounds
like fun.
And when you need, yeah, it's awesome. And anyone can join it. It's on Skype. They do it through Skype. I can just, you know, just email me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com, and I can get you a link to how to get onto this laughing group that's, well, it's 10 o'clock my time, so let's start it.
Right. 8 o'clock
on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on Central Standard Time, and then on Pacific Time it would be at 9 o'clock. Mm. So, you know, just, or 11, no, 9 o'clock. I think I just went the wrong way, but anyway, communication, we're right in it. my brain keeps flying away, and I don't usually have that problem. But anyway, it's been awesome to ride the wave, so to speak, you know, and not get caught up in the turmoil, you know, to which is a whole other process. But, you know, whenever you feel like doing the guided meditation, we can start, or do you need a break before we do the meditation?
I'm fine either way, so.
Okay. Well, then let's just go ahead and move into it.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so one thing I wanted to describe before we get started is something that happened to me this morning when I was out in a department store, and I found this beautiful, great big, it's like a golden, well, the shop assistant called it a crystal ball, and it's for my mantelpiece, and I just loved it so much. And when she saw it, she said, oh, this looks like a crystal ball. It looks like something from the Wizard of Oz. And that got me thinking about when I was doing the meditation earlier to see what would be for the highest and best of everyone today. And it got me thinking about Glinda the Good Witch from the Wizard of Oz, and just how this year is really about surrender and having unwavering faith, but it's also about really stepping into our own power. And when I think about the Wizard of Oz, I remember Glinda the Good Witch saying, you know, you've always had the power, my dear. You've had it all along. And I think so many of us could sense that. We knew we had more potential. We knew there was more to us than what had been showing up in our outer circumstances. But maybe we just couldn't get that traction. We couldn't seem to make things work in the way that we wanted. So that's also going to come up in the group meditation today, to show us what it means to have that power and to step into it from Creator's perspective. So that'll come up in the meditation, and it'll be part of the theme. So I will describe, as I'm doing the meditation, I'll describe what's going on so that you're clear about how it works. But for now, what we'll do is I'll just invite everyone to go ahead and get seated comfortably wherever you like. Make sure you're nice and comfy and that you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. And is it okay to go for about 10 minutes or so, Rhonda?
Yeah, it can be as long as you want. I mean, we have 30 minutes left in the show, so.
Okay.
You know,
okay, so we'll just let it go.
Yeah.
And see how it goes. Perfect. Okay,
yeah.
So once everybody's comfy, I'll just invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to pretend that we're breathing into the heart. So closing your eyes and taking a deep breath into your heart. And then we'll just release that deep breath. And another deep breath into the heart. And releasing that deep breath. And one more deep breath into the heart. And releasing that deep breath now. And now what we're going to do is just imagine that energy from your heart going down through your body. We're going to go down past your hips, down past your knees, down past your ankles, and out through the soles of your feet, going all the way down through all the layers of the earth until we reach the crystalline core of Mother Earth. And here we're just going to connect in and draw that crystal energy all the way back up, going up, up, up through all the layers of the earth until you get to the soles of your feet. We're going to bring the energy up through your feet, past your ankles, past your knees, coming up past your hips. And then we'll just ask Creator of all that is to open up your chakras and have them all spinning and aligned in the best way for you now. If you would like that, just say yes. And we're just going to move the energy up through your chakras, through your body, moving up, up, up until you get to the top of your head. Now we're going to just imagine a colorful ball of light right above your head. And we'll picture your consciousness, your energy moving into that ball of light. You can imagine yourself just jumping into the ball of light. We're going to move up through the sky, going up, 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 past the stars, past the galaxy, past the universe, going up even higher into a golden light. From here, we're going to go into a thick, jelly-like substance, and you may see all the colors of the rainbow. You might not be seeing anything, and that's absolutely fine. It's all happening just the same. So we're going to keep on moving up into a pink light and allow that pink light of compassion to move you through an opening into the other side, into an iridescent white light. This is the light of the seventh plane of the theta brainwave state, here, which is the state that we go into in deep relaxation, deep meditation, or deep sleep. And so here we're just going to allow that iridescent, tingly white light to nourish every cell of our body and being. Just taking in another deep breath and releasing that deep breath. And from here, what I'm going to do is just tune in for some more guidance about what everybody's feeling, what would be for the highest and best. So once I receive that guidance, I'm going to start moving through asking a bunch of questions. So how theta healing works is I do something called feelings and beliefs work, which will instill positive feelings and beliefs into your subconscious. And we'll just release the limiting subconscious beliefs. So when I ask you this, if it's something that sounds good to you, you can just say yes out loud. And it is good to say it out loud because that keeps you awake and aware. And if you're not able to say yes out loud where you are or you don't feel comfortable with it, you can just say it silently. That's absolutely fine. So I'm just going to tune in now, and I'll be quiet for a second as I do that. And then we'll start going through with some healing and some feelings and beliefs work. So it'll just be one sec. So I tend to use the term creator of all that is or creator. You can substitute that with whatever term feels best for you. Could be source, the divine, God, the universe, any word that you'd like to use. I'm going to use creator because that's one I'm used to using, but they're all interchangeable for me. So the first thing I was shown to do is a healing for everyone's hearts for all that we've been through lately. And so if you would like this healing, and it would be for whatever is for your highest and best, trusting that the divine knows what your heart needs, releasing any sorrow, any sadness, any grief from this or any other lifetime, releasing all that no longer serves you now and sending it up to Creator's highest light for healing and transmutation. If you would like that, just say yes, and then I'll just witness as that takes place. And can we show your heart from Creator's perspective what it feels like to be hopeful again, to be reminded of your dreams, the dreams that are held within your heart, to have unwavering faith about that, and to know that your heart is strong, and just release any illusion about your heart being broken, about it being wounded, about it being weak. Let's show your heart how strong it really is, remind it of its true capacities. And if we can, let's link up your heart and your mind so that they work in conjunction together. So your heart can guide your mind and your mind can guide your heart. And they can both do what they do best. Rather than, you know, using our thinking analytical mind to make all our choices, let's show you from Creator's perspective how to follow your heart and what that feels like. on how to live your daily life following your heart, listening to your heart, loving your heart, connecting in with your heart, trusting your heart. So to know what that feels like, to know that this is your divine birthright, and you know who you are with all of these changes. If you'd like that, just say yes. And I'm also hearing, could we give you Creator's highest understanding, perspective, and definition of your inner child? And have your perspective be the same as Creator's. So you know who your inner child is. You know how to acknowledge your inner child, how to support your inner child, to honor and cherish and love your inner child, and really see your inner child and know the beauty of your inner child. And we'll just, if you would like that, and if you would also like a healing for your inner child from Creator of all that is, just to release all, any and all residual guilt or shame, blame, any confusion about who your inner child is for your inner child himself or herself, so that they know who they really are and what their purpose is. And they know themselves from Creator's perspective and can see themselves from through Creator's eyes. If you would like that, just say yes. And can we also give you a download of unconditional love from Creator's highest understanding, perspective, and definition, and match yours to the same as Creator's so that you and your inner child know what it feels like to live your daily life receiving unconditional love from the universe, from yourself, to radiate that out, that you're worthy and deserving of receiving this, that it's your divine birthright, that you're capable of receiving this, and you know who you are with all of these changes. And letting you and your inner child know that there's nothing you could do or have done to you that could change your divine birthright of receiving that unconditional love. Nothing that you could do or have done to you that could tamper the way Creator sees you, the way God sees you. Can we just show you that from Creator's perspective and show you how to trust in that, to release anything that no longer serves and really truly forgive yourself and just let the past go? Showing you that you have all the lessons, all the insights, everything you learned, any virtues that you learned from the experiences you went through, but showing you that that was just an experience. It's not you. It's not your essence. It was an experience, and it's safe to let it go now. And can we also release any psychic hooks, any cords that have kept you connected to the trauma of the past, reliving the trauma? Can we just release those cords now, release those psychic hooks, and show you that it's safe to live without reliving the trauma, that you can honor your past, you can learn from your past, you can move forward from your past without living in your past, and show you how to do that, what that feels like, that it's safe and possible for you. You're doing that now, and you know who you are with all of these changes. If you'd like that, just say yes. And can we also give you a download of what it feels like to have unwavering faith from Creator's perspective, highest understanding and definition? So you know how to go through your daily life and what that feels like, having trust, knowing what it feels like to surrender to what is, and knowing the difference between that and giving up. So surrendering to what is, going with the flow, having that unwavering faith that you know something better is on its way. If it's turbulent now, you know that you're on your way to something better. You know that there are gifts and blessings through this experience and that you can move forward with ease and grace. If you'd like that, just say yes. And can we also show you from Creator's perspective how to focus on what you actually desire? So I know that so many of us who have been going through a hard time lately, it can get easy, it feels easy sometimes to get caught up in worry to get caught up in that cycle of focusing on what we don't want and fearing that. But let's just show you from Creator's perspective how to focus on what you do want, how to see the bright side, how to stay true to your desires, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, and show you that you know how to do that, what that feels like, and you can keep that focus no matter what's going on around you, that you're worthy and deserving of that, you're capable of that, and you know who you are with all of those changes. And if you'd like that, just say yes. And let's also go back to what we were talking about earlier from that theme from The Wizard of Oz. So when we hear something like, you've always had the power, my dear, you've had it all along. So let's look at that. Can we show you what power means actually from Creator's perspective, highest understanding and highest truth, and have yours be the same as Creator's, and just separate out the notion of what power is from our human perspective, from whatever is held within the group or religious consciousness that is not in alignment with Creator's highest truth. So let's separate that out and show you what Creator's highest truth is on power and have yours be the same as Creator's and show you how to step into your power, show you how to embody your power and that you can do this without fear of abusing your power, without fear of being out of control, showing you how to have your power, be in your power, embody your power with discernment, with clarity, with balance, and in a way that is for the highest and best of all. And let's just show you that this is what Creator really wants for you and that you're supported as you do this, that you know what this feels like and how to live your daily life in your power, show you what a gift and blessing this is for all of humanity as you do this, that you're worthy and deserving of this, and you can do this without fear or doubt. You can do this with confidence, with trust, and with faith, and also with fun and enjoyment. And that's where it comes back to that idea that we talked about of celebrating. So let's give you a download of what it feels like to celebrate from Creator's highest understanding, definition, and perspective, and have yours be the same as Creator's. And if you would like to know how to match yours to be the same as Creator's, and if you'd like to know what it feels like to celebrate all the way through your life, so not just waiting for those big milestones, but to know how to celebrate even each day and to see and acknowledge the miracles that are already here in your life, the blessings that are already here. So let's just show you what an instant healing is from Creator's perspective, and same goes for a miracle, and have yours be the same as Creator's, and show you how to acknowledge the miracles that are already here, that you've already received, that it's safe and possible for you to receive more. This is your divine birthright, and you know who you are with all of these changes. So just showing you what it feels like, that it's safe and possible for you to celebrate already, to have fun, regardless of what's going on in your life. That you can do this without worry, without worrying that you won't take your responsibilities seriously or that, again, you'll lose control. Let's just show you that it is safe and possible to have fun and still take care, still be grounded, still take care of your responsibilities. Just releasing all the worry, any psychic hooks, obligations, anything that has kept you in that cycle of worry or of trying to move on to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. So let's just release that, any tendencies to be in that cycle, and show you how to celebrate as you go with the flow with ease and grace. And so now I'm just going to do an integration for everybody because we've made a lot of changes today. And so what we're going to do is just integrate all of these changes with ease and grace, with fun, with bliss, with trust and openness, an open and curious heart, and with safety. And so we'll just integrate all of these changes now on every level, throughout every lifetime, throughout all languages of origin back to origin, throughout every dimension and all directions of time and space, showing you that you do know who you are with all of these changes, and so does your inner child, that you can trust in this. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. So when you're ready, you can take a deep breath. You can picture that energy going down from through your body all the way back down to the center of the earth, connecting in with the crystalline core again. You could even picture roots going around the core of Mother Earth, coming out from the soles of your feet. And then we'll just bring that energy all the way back up, showing you you're fully grounded here in your body, and bringing the energy all the way back up to your heart. And we'll take another deep breath in and release it. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and come on back. How are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm good. Yeah. I had to check to see if my mic was muted again.
Oh. I can hear you.
I was like, but it was, the meditation was amazing, and we have a caller on the line with a 214 area code, so I'm going to bring them in and see what their question or comment is.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, that was a perfect timing. I just tuned in when you started doing all of that download. It was perfect because I needed to.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear it.
My question is about my eyesight, though.
Mm-hmm.
My eyesight has been getting a lot more blurry. But the thing, too, is that saddens me is when I look in my lover's eyes, I can't see his eyes clearly.
Mm.
And I want to do that like I used to be able to.
Mm-hmm. And before we get started, can I ask you your name?
Prem.
Okay, Prem?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm really sorry to hear that this has been happening, and I just wonder, when did you notice your eyesight getting blurry? You said that you could see your lover's eyes clearly before.
Yeah, we dated many years ago, and my eyesight was still good. And, I mean, he has the most beautiful eyes. It's like the universe. So many different specks of hazel and green, and I would always drown in it. It's just so beautiful, and there's such
wow.
connection. And we're together again, and we're, you know, making our life forward for the future. But I, when I'm looking at his eyes, I can't see it as clear. And I feel, it makes me so sad.
So is that the only time your eyesight's blurry, or it's blurry all the time now?
It's been getting blurry the last 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. So do you remember what was happening around the time 3 years ago or so when it started getting blurry?
When it did start, when I started noticing it, it wasn't as bad, was when I was going through my divorce because there was so much stress.
Sure.
And yeah. after that, it was just, you know, one thing after another where I had to, kind of, I was on survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that just started getting it, taking its toll.
Of course, yeah, I understand. So, what do you feel the worst part is about the blurriness? Do you feel it's not being able to see your lover's eyes clearly, or everything in particular? What feels like the worst part about it?
I guess.
And how does it make you feel?
That too, and in detail, because I love doing art and stuff. So, I mean, I'm a makeup artist, so I love to see things up close, and it's really annoying.
Yeah. And sometimes when things start happening with our eyes like that, and like you said, with the extreme stress of going through a divorce, often there are things we don't want to see.
Yeah.
And so that can start happening, or we don't want to see it. It can maybe
yeah.
be too harsh. So we see,
yeah.
but not clearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember, was there any other time in your life, maybe when you were little, when you felt that way?
It was, gosh, no, if I look back on my childhood, I feel like everything used to be really pretty and
mm-hmm.
bright. And I mean, my dad was very dominating,
mm-hmm.
so that would stress me out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and have you ever done any theta healing before?
You know, I am a practitioner.
Excellent.
But the funny thing is, I can't seem to log into this one for myself.
Sure, sure. Yep. That can happen.
You know that?
Sure.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I know it. Yeah. Sometimes it's helpful for someone else to be able to dig deeper with us. Absolutely.
Yes.
As I was going to say, how I often like to start is with an intuitive body scan. And I wondered if that would be okay if I do that with
yeah.
you today so that we can see what messages your body has as well,
yeah,
what
yeah.
beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so, Rhonda, is there any limit on time here? Is there a break that you need to take, or how do you feel?
No, we have plenty of time because we started late.
Sure.
I forgot about that. So we've got, like, 24 minutes still, so we can just
Excellent.
Keep doing
Perfect.
Taking callers and that type of thing, okay? And just
Excellent.
Do the work that needs to be done. Uh-huh.
Let's do it. Okay, that's perfect. So how I would do this now is I would just go ahead and do that intuitive body scan with your permission. And when I do that, I'm quiet for a few moments, and I'll be writing out some beliefs that come through. And then I'll let you know when that's complete, and we can talk about the beliefs and see where we'll go from there, okay, and what process,
mm-hmm.
if any, would be helpful for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment as I tune in and do this scan. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's complete, and I just wonder, is there anything you would lose if you were able to see everything clearly? So I know you would love to see your lover's eyes clearly, but is there anything that you would lose by seeing the rest of life clearly? Is there any way it protects you or anything you've gained from having the blurry eyesight? Or does it feel possible?
It feels possible in the distance, and part of it feels like a defense.
It depends, did you say?
A defense mechanism.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how do you mean that? It means that if you have blurry eyesight, then it protects you?
Then I don't have to be as close.
You don't have to be as close. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if you were too close?
Hmm.
What would be the worst part about being too close to somebody or something, to love, to life?
I'd be vulnerable.
Ah. And the worst part about being vulnerable, what could happen then?
I'd be seen.
Oh. And the worst part about that?
Then I can be seen as me.
Okay. So I've got lots of beliefs for you here that have come through the body scan, and then this new belief that it's safe to be seen as me, is a major belief. And interesting how we, you know, shut down our vision of others when really it feels like this is the bottom belief, that it's not safe to be seen as you. So did you want to do some muscle testing today, or do you want me to let you know what the beliefs are and see how you feel?
Can do some muscle testing.
Okay. So with Theta Healing, one of the things that I really love about it, and I feel that it sets it apart from other modalities, is once we get these limiting subconscious beliefs that come through the body scan or through the guidance or through this conversation, we can then test them through muscle testing, and our body will show us what is true for our subconscious. So at the beginning, we do some muscle testing. We test for these limiting beliefs. Then I witness the changes, and we test again, and we can see by the way our body reacts whether the change has been made or not. So do you do the standing up sway method, or you do the method?
The standing is better.
You do? Okay, super. So I'll just explain for everyone else how that works. So what we do is we stand up, and we face north, if you know which direction that is. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we then reach down and pretend like we're zipping up, almost like a sleeping bag or something. We're going to zip up our energy. So you're reaching down past your knees and pulling an imaginary zipper up over your head. And that means that now you're in your own energy, in your own space, and that makes the muscle testing more accurate. So now what you can do, Prem, is you can just close your eyes and you can say yes, yes, yes out loud and see if your body goes forward.
Yes, 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 yes.
And did your body go forward?
Slightly, yeah.
Okay, and can you say no out loud and see if your
no.
and make sure your eyes are closed and see if your body goes backwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's just, with your permission, give you a quick download about muscle testing so that you know what that is from Creator's perspective, and that your body can express a strong yes with muscle testing easily and effortlessly. You know what that feels like. You're doing that now, and you know who you are with those changes. If you'd like that, just say yes.
Yes.
And same thing goes for a no, that you have Creator's highest understanding, perspective, and definition of a no, and your body knows what that feels like with muscle testing and can show that easily and effortlessly. You're doing that now, and you know who you are with those changes.
Yes.
And so now you just say no out loud, and we'll see if it's stronger or how we're doing with that.
Yes.
And then we'll get started
better.
On the beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one, if you can just repeat after me, if you close your eyes and say, life is a struggle.
Life is a struggle. No.
Okay, and can you say for my inner child, life is a struggle?
Say that again?
If you just say out loud, for my inner child, life is a struggle.
For my inner child, life is a struggle. Yes.
Okay. And the next one, it is safe for me to see clearly.
It is safe for me to see clearly. It went, yes.
Okay. And can you say, for my inner child, it is safe to see clearly?
For I'm an inner child. It's a no.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes we don't even have to get the words out. The next one, it is safe for me to see the truth.
It is safe for me to see the truth. No.
My sight is a blessing and a curse.
My sight is a blessing and a curse. My sight is a blessing and a curse. No.
Okay, for my inner child, my sight is a blessing and a curse.
So my inner child, my sight is a blessing and a curse. No.
Okay, so that's clear. And then it's safe to be seen as me.
It is safe, no.
Okay. And we knew that already. So have a seat and we'll just start making these changes and then we'll do some more testing. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, let's just go ahead and ask Creator of All That Is to do a healing for your eyesight now to release any blurriness, any confusion for your eyes. And can we also ask Creator to release you from any vows, oaths, obligations, any psychic hooks, karmic contracts, any curses, any promises that you may have made in this or any other lifetime to not see clearly? Can we release you from those obligations now or those vows?
Yes.
And release your eyes from being obligated into that too, and release anyone else who's obligated you into that or been obligated into that with you, and just release all of that now up to Creator's highest light and replace it with your freedom, okay? Your freedom to see clearly and
yes.
And showing you what it feels like to have to feel safe in that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so can we pull the belief for your inner child that life is a struggle? And
yeah.
Send, we'll just have Creator send that up to Creator's highest light and show you what life is from Creator's perspective and have yours be the same as Creator's so you can have a new perspective on what life really is from this moment forward. And if you'd like that,
yes.
Just say yes.
Yes.
And can we disconnect you from anything held within the group consciousness that isn't in alignment with Creator's highest truth about life, that life is a struggle, that life is hard, all these ideas that are held within the group consciousness. Can we just disconnect you from that and connect you in with Creator's highest truth about what life
yeah.
is, what your life can be? And so we'll do this work on all four levels, releasing all the trauma, any shame, any blame, any pain, anything that no longer serves, releasing any need for a defense mechanism for protection, and show you that you're protected by Creator of all that is as you see now, that the worst is behind you, and that you can open up to seeing Creator's highest truth, that you're safe and protected as you do that, that you're worthy and deserving of that. And so is your inner child. And if you'd like that, just say yes.
Yes.
And can we go ahead and pull the belief for my inner child, it's safe to see clearly, no. And it's safe for me to see the truth, no. Can we go ahead and pull those beliefs now?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to send those up to Creator's highest light and we're going to resolve them on the history level. Resolving all the pain, going back to the point of origin in this or any other lifetime, releasing any and all residual stress from the divorce that you went through, any grief, any all the pain, all the suffering, all the difficulty. Let's just release all of that now and show you that that time is over, that you're safe and protected now, that you're capable of moving forward in ease and grace, releasing any and all residual trauma and upset, sending it up to Creator's highest light and replacing it with a showering of unconditional love. And again, doing this work on all four levels, changing it on the genetic level. And pulling and replacing on the core and soul levels, anything else about that that no longer serves, all the fear of seeing clearly, all the fear of seeing the truth about life, about love, about yourself, about others. Let's just release all those fears and doubts now, sending that up to Creator's highest light, and show you that it's safe and possible for you to see clearly now and see the truth from Creator's perspective, see the truth about yourself, and to allow others to see you. That you can do this without fear, without fearing vulnerability. Can we show you what vulnerability is from Creator's perspective and show you how that can be your strength?
Yes.
And how that can be your connecting point? And how that can be such a gift for you and for others? Can we show you what that would feel like from Creator's highest truth?
Yes.
And just release any psychic hooks or cords to times where it didn't feel safe to be vulnerable, especially for your inner child, just doing a healing for her now and showing her that this is a different time and place, that she has you now, and that you both are in Creator's capable hands now, and that you know what that feels
yes.
like and how to live your life feeling that. So let's replace those beliefs with, it is safe for me to see clearly, yes, and it is safe for me to see the truth about life, about love, yes. And this is for you and your inner child, showing you know, that you know what that feels like, how to live your daily life, feeling safe, giving you a download of that safety and security from Creator's perspective. And then can we go ahead and pull that belief, it is safe for me to be seen as me, no. Is that okay to pull that belief now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and release that now from every cell of your body and being, sending it up to Creator's highest light. Can we build new receptor sites in your cells for safety and security so you know what that feels like to radiate that outwards, to only draw in people who resonate with that safety and security, who honor and cherish that, and show you and your inner child what it feels like to have discernment around who is safe for you, what situations are safe for you, so you know how to make the highest and best choices for you now and the highest and best for all. Can we show you
yes.
what that feels like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your divine birthright, and you're doing that now, and you know who you are with all of these changes. So resolving that belief, it's safe for me to be seen as me, no, on the history level, going back to the point of origin and having Creator resolve that, showing you any insights or lessons that you may have gained from the experiences you went through, changing it on the genetic level, and pulling and replacing on the core and soul levels anything else about that that no longer serves, all the fear, any terror, any panic, anything that has kept you connected to not wanting to see clearly, using your eyes in this way for this defense mechanism, just releasing that now and showing you that it's safe to be seen as you and safe for you to see as you truly are from the highest truth, your divine essence, showing you that you can see yourself through Creator's eyes and you can see others through Creator's eyes as well. And you know what this feels like. You know who you are with these changes. And so we'll replace it with the belief it's safe to be seen as me, yes. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just watch as that integrates. And then just one last thing. What would you say you did learn from this? What would the lessons or virtues be that you learned from this experience of your eyesight getting blurry? Is there any lesson that came through for you, something like a positive thing that you learned?
Yeah, that I didn't have to stand back and watch life pass.
Beautiful. So now you can participate?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so let's teach you that you have that lesson now and that you know what it feels like to be the star of your own life. To really show up for your own life, to show up for yourself and for the opportunities that come to you and connect with the people in your life. Show you that you're worthy and deserving of this, and that's what this time is about now, and all your experiences have led you to this moment now, so nothing was a waste. It's all been leading you to this time and place where you are showing up for you in glowing technicolor. So can we teach you have that lesson now? It's 100% complete and you remember it always?
Yes.
So no need to draw in situations or people to teach you this. You've got this lesson now. And thanking your eyes, sending a lot of gratitude and love to your eyes for so being a part of this lesson for you. Can we do that?
Yes.
Excellent. So let's give you another showering of unconditional love through every cell of your body and being from Creator of all that is. If you'd like that, just say yes.
Yes.
Cool. And how are you feeling now?
Well, I'm smiling.
That's a good sign.
And just before you said technicolor, there was like all these clouds of like technicolor that was happening.
Wow. I like it. Beautiful. So I'm not sure how we're doing for time, if there's time for testing or if you feel good about that, and we'll just leave it there. Maybe we should check in with Rhonda.
It's up to Prim if she wants to do the muscle testing.
Sure. Okay. So how do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah? Did you want to test or you feel good with how it is? It's up to you.
I feel like it's set. It's done.
Excellent. Yeah, it feels beautiful. I'm just so glad that you called in today. This was wonderful. And I'd love to hear how it goes from here on in. And if there's any other way I can help, I'd love to be there for you. This was wonderful.
This was very beautiful. It was divine timing. So
perfect. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. So much love and gratitude to you.
My true pleasure and honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for taking the risk.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always worth it.
So with that, Casey, that was really beautiful, and I can feel that a lot of people around the world that hear this, no matter when it is, it's going to help their eyesight wherever it's at, or psychically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, to open up those channels to see, you know, just like you said in the healing, you know, what your blocks are, where you're not connected at.
Yes, it's so true, and that's a good reminder that if anybody is listening to this in the archives and they're listening along and they want to just say yes out loud as well, like the healing will obviously be going to people, but that's a good way of really reinforcing those changes.
Mm-hmm.
And because
and
energy...
can you tell the...
Yeah?
I was just going to have you tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you and find you if they'd like to do more work with you.
Yes, I'd love that. Thanks, Rhonda. So my website is www.todayismagical.com, and so you can find me there, and you can write to me at casey@todayismagical.com, and yeah, I'd love to, if anybody has any questions about theta healing or about the work we did today on the show, or you'd like to do a session, you can just contact me at my website. That'd be perfect.
And thank you again, Casey, for being on the show, and we'll have to do this again because I think that this type of healing really needs to get out there and be in the archives and available to people so that they can reach these healings that are available now in a softer form.
I absolutely agree, and I love that. Thanks, Rhonda. I would love to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And with that, listeners, I think we're just about to the end of the show. Thank you for putting up with the technical difficulties. You can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. And mentioning that, Searchers Roadmap is tomorrow at 11 o'clock Pacific Time, Daylight Savings Time, it's at noon. In Central Standard Time, it's at 1. And in the East Coast, it is at 2. So with that, you know, I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to share this information with the listeners and that they can receive things from this. And thanks again, Casey. You always do a magnificent job when you're on the radio, and I just love you for that. I mean, you just bring your gifts so forward.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. I love you, too. And it's just been so much fun being here today. Thank you, Rhonda.
You're very welcome. And with that, listeners, tune in again to Roadmap for Seekers on Thursdays at 10, 11, 12, and 1, depending on your time zone. And, you know, and those of you that are internationally that are listening, you know, don't hesitate to contact us or push the follow button so that you can have these shows reminders sent to you. With that, I'm going to say good afternoon and have a great, awesome week.